You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, we are discussing the return of Major League Soccer. It is happening this weekend. We are absolutely thrilled. Also, CONCACAF Champions League is here, and it is alive and well. Timbers looking real clean out there, doing quite well. So we're excited about the future of both of these leagues.
That's right. Plus, we talk a little bit about our new schedule. That's right. You'll hear all about it. Scum Day, look out. Plus, we talk about mushing. Mushing has made a comeback on the show, and it's all because of NWSL. There was a lot of red cards handed out. We break it all down for you the only way we know how. Plus, it's a pandemic today on the Cooligans!
Hi, this is Jim Curtin, head coach of the Philadelphia Union, and I am the first head coach to kick it with the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
It's like back in the old days, you know?
In the old days, were we in separate rooms? No. An old married couple?
But, it's just like I Love Lucy, okay? With sleeping in two separate beds right next to each other.
All right? Totally normal, right? God forbid the average viewer see people sleeping in the same bed.
Who knows what they'll do in their own home, you know?
You know she had to become executive producer of the show in order to wear pants? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that tidbit.
They wouldn't let her wear pants. They made her wear dresses. So when she became executive producer, one of the first things she did was like, Lucy wears pants now.
Okay, I have a couple demands.
What? And it's to cover up these games. She's just dropping bars, dude. Executive producer's rapping?
What? How terrible was the world before we were alive, Alexis?
Not great.
Okay.
Also, it's not that great right now.
Really has not improved that much, but now women can wear pants whenever they please, all right?
So whenever they good goddamn please.
That's how it should be. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that has ever lived.
Uh-huh. We're also the Gulliest.
Okay.
Have you heard?
You know, Lucille Ball wasn't doing soccer podcasts, all right?
Okay. You know, she got to become the executive producer of this show to make me put on some pants because I'm wearing shorts, baby. You can't see nothing.
That's right.
Here.
That's the era, the Zoom era, you know, pandemic era. Is like it's gone back. We can't wear pants anymore.
In fact, after this is done, it's going to be a pants-demic because we're going to have to wear so many pants. We're not ready for it.
Yes. Put it on a shirt or put it on pants.
Put it on the pants.
Pantsdemic.
It's a pantsdemic.
Wow. Okay. So.
And they should be made out of pants denim. I mean, it just sells itself, folks.
Okay.
Only three easy payments.
It's the man's ear.
I was going to go with the bro, but I like where your head's at.
All right. We're excited to be here. This is this show.
You can tell there's no producers because this is just the dumbest thing we've ever said.
This is back to this is just a podcast. This episode right now that you're listening to is not on television.
That's right.
For a couple of reasons, we want to give a couple updates to the Cooligans, the Cooligans schedule, things that are going on at FUBO. So the first thing we want to let everybody know about, obviously, if this is your first time listening. We do a TV show on Fubo TV every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. We always have soccer players and superstars come through. And that is not changing. The only thing that is changing is our time slot. We are going to Sundays at 7 p.m. for all our new episodes.
That's right. At 7 de la noche, Eastern.
Okay.
So where's that tarde? I guess 7 is tarde.
7 is noche. After 6 p.m. would be noche.
Is that true?
Yes. Tarde would be before 6 p.m.
I didn't know that. I think you're making that up, to be honest with you. Let me just check the calendar I have on my pants, and I'll tell you right now.
So, yes, so that is the big news. We would go, we were on FUBO 2 days a week, and now we're going to 1 day a week, and we're going to put all our energy into that one episode, and we're going to have... it's going to be the energy for the entire team will be to focus on getting, superstar. We have a lot of soccer players on the show, but we're comedians. So we're going to be actively working on getting, actors, actresses, waiters, waitresses, whatever. Okay.
It doesn't matter. Let's just all actors. Christian is back in Lucy's times by saying actresses. We're going to get comedians, actors, people from the big screen, the small screen, your phone, the phone you put in your pants. it's going to be fun, dude. I think one of the things that we found out during COVID is that the production staff was pretty stretched. And we would suggest certain things and some of them could get done. Some others, there just wasn't time. So we all came together and made a decision. Yo, we're taking over Sunday. It's now Scum Day, dude. What's good?
All right. It's going to be the pun episode. Scum Day. I've never heard that. But the Day of the Lord, you're going to really tarnish that day? Okay.
Well, you know what happens when you leave church, my G.
Okay, you're going to leave
church. It's now Scum Day. I hope you got a little bit of that holy water on the way out, my guy. Okay.
What time does that start? Exactly.
A la tarde.
So,
are you following along any of this? Because I'm not.
All right. Take notes because there will be a test at the end of this podcast. Uh-huh.
And it's going to be one of those things where you're going to look back at your notes and you're going to start turning the page because you're like, nah, this guy, you make it upside down. You're like, and this can't be what I wrote. Did someone say Scum Day after church? Uh-huh. So, yeah, Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Cooligans time, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So we want everybody to tune into the show. You can watch at Fubo Sports Network if you do not have Fubo TV. But right now, as you're listening to this, we need you to subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel. You can watch our the full episodes of our show. They live right there. Like them, comment on them. So make sure you subscribe to that channel. So make sure you do that right now. So what that means for the podcast is that the podcast will be now moving to normally we've released every Wednesday for the last almost 6 years. And now we're going to be moving to Monday. So after the TV show airs is when the podcast will be released. So every Monday, if Sunday is Scum Day, what is Monday, Alexis?
Fun day.
All right, good. Look at that. How things have improved throughout the week, right?
Uh-huh.
So the Cooligans will be taking over your Monday podcast schedule. So if you are already a subscriber, nothing will change. You will just see an episode pop up on Mondays instead of Wednesdays. And as usual, we do the Prem Show, which we do on Twitch. We tape that on Wednesdays live on Twitch. Join us for that if you ever want to. But that the audio of that show will be available Thursday. So Mondays and Thursdays, the Cooligans will be in your ear. So stick with us, okay?
Yeah, baby.
All right. So let's get into the soccers. We're taping this right after Portland Timbers demolished.
Destroyed.
Marathon. A much different second leg than that first leg in CCL. The impressive stuff from the Timbers. This is the first time that the Timbers had fans at their games. We saw the Thorns had fans at their game. And we'll talk about the return of NWSL and the UFC fight that we also got to see because there's a lot there. So let's talk about CCL and where we're currently at as of right now. We're taping this Tuesday night, April 13th. Timbers have advanced to the quarterfinals. Atlanta United defeated Alajuelense of Costa Rica. So they move on as well. So it's looking...
So no MLS team lost in this round.
No, not yet, right? So the Union will be playing tomorrow, today, as if you're, when you're listening to this. And so will Columbus Crew. Columbus Crew are up 4-0 in aggregate. I'm sure they're moving on. The one team that looks like they're going to have the toughest time is Toronto. They are it is 1-1. They're currently leading on aggregate based on away goals. But we're looking by tomorrow night. There's a strong possibility that every MLS team could have moved on in this tournament, which would be pretty wild given, you know, quote unquote preseason. Teams are never ready and blah, blah, blah. It's every team, for the most part, outside of Toronto, because that first leg against León, it's also León, right? They got pretty much lucky with an own goal. But Toronto looks like the one least likely to move forward.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're a Toronto fan, you're probably not. I mean, it is against León, you know what I mean, which is a really tough competition, but you're probably not all that excited about the... the Chris Armas, introduction so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the team looked a little, not lost, but a little listless. But again, all of this is against León.
Yeah, it sucks for this to be their first game. You know what I mean?
Right.
For Chris Armas. And so it's hard to...
Like, let's say you just, you start, taking some boxing lessons and someone's like, yo, you want to spar? And it's Mike Tyson. That's a little bit, you're like, no. I think the answer is no. Why did you invite my family here to watch this? It's kind of how it feels. It's just a little bit of like the first competition you're going to go against is León, which is just, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they win the Apertura last year? They're the champion.
I don't recall.
I believe they are the champion. If I'm wrong, I apologize. I usually am. it's just a tough competition to go against. But at least, they didn't get destroyed. They didn't get maratoned, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, Timbers looked amazing. They gave up those two goals in the first leg in Honduras.
Tough to play down there, though, especially the announcers were talking about what the field was like. Very, very wet, very tall grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tough to play the way they want to play. You get on that artificial field, buddy. They're moving that ball around. You know what I mean?
Comfy out there.
I ain't playing hot potato with this thing.
Yimi Charo got a hat trick. I mean, they looked great. I can't even first of all, Dairon Asprilla, what the hell got into him? Did he did he get faster in the offseason?
I think he listened to Matt Doyle. Matt Doyle been saying he's the best man.
Yeah.
Done.
Dude, the dude was unbelievable. I mean, he set up the first two goals. He just seemed like in like mid-season form. He just was absolutely dominant. I feel bad for the right back that was covering him because he was getting torched every single second.
Right. He's covered in bandages right now. He got burned so much. It was wild.
But you need some. You can't wear shorts. You got to put pants in this pandemic, okay?
May I suggest pants denim?
But they look great. If you didn't see the game, watch the highlights because they were incredible. The other thing. All right, so we know kind of who will kind of move on. And I'm excited about the Union Saprissa match, which is happening today. That Phillies up 1-0. We had reacted. If you saw our Instagram, we were on Twitch watching the game and reacting to the ridiculous tackle on Kai Wagner. So I'm interested if it's going to be any retaliation in this second leg against Saprissa. But they could be playing in Philly.
I would hope that the retaliation is like, ball in the back of the net. What I mean? Just crush them. Just because, like, yo, don't play these games. That's what they want. Move on. You know what I mean? Once you up by 4 or 5 goals, you can take a red card or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it works. So a couple other things to discuss. Obviously, the MLS season will be starting up this weekend. Also, check us out because we're I don't know when it's released. I believe it's on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, but Extra Time.
You're not even going to believe this.
The Cooligans are on extra time.
Finally,
the actual MLS, you know, state run podcast.
We're on state radio.
Okay. I think Kim Jong-un was on the call.
Yep. And we called Weeby his masterful leader, you know, or our masterful leader, so, his highness, you know.
So we are we're on. So listen to Extra Time. You can watch on YouTube as well. Check us
out.
And
if you want to know how dedicated Christian is to doing the show, you can tell he's doing this live from a restaurant. This is beautiful. I mean, this is. I mean, look, the restaurants are back.
We're putting dishes away. That is, that's what happened during a pandemic. All right, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, she's wearing her dishes pants. I get it. I should have known. She's the executive producer of that relationship, so I should have known. She wears whatever pants she wants. But yeah, what Christian was saying before I interrupted to make that stupid joke, which is. We're on extra time. It's absolutely crazy. If you remember the last time we were invited to do anything with the Extra Time crew, Christian brought up a legal issue with one of the players immediately, and that got us banned for 3 years, maybe 4 years.
Look, they were a little hesitant to re-invite us, on their show.
But may I say... they both remember it as me having said it, which I think just goes to show.
Just history being rewritten, you know?
Does feel like an Alexis moment,
you know,
doesn't it?
They say the conquerors write the history books or whatever. Uh-huh. I think that's how they say it. But it's essentially what happened, where like just the smear campaign that I directed towards you was worked quite well because
I feel bad that you had to hire a PR company, but it worked. You spent your money well.
It was worth those $12,000. Okay,
it was Pandemic Relations Company, and it worked, baby.
So make sure check that out when that comes out. MLS season is starting this weekend. Friday is the first official match. We have the Seattle Sounders taking on Minnesota United. So that should be a fun one. Actually, no, sorry. The first one is Houston San Jose, which is at 8 p.m. And then 9:30 p.m. is Seattle Minnesota. So Friday night, MLS returns. Based on how some of the CCL teams are playing, I think, you know, the MLS had a delayed start. I think maybe the players won't be as rusty as we think they might be.
Yeah. I mean, I think Friday night it'll be good. You'll get to watch some games. Saturday, you relax from that. And then comes Scum Day.
Scum Day. Everybody has it circled in blood on their calendars. Okay.
The calendar on your pants. The whole show circles back to the first 2 minutes.
There's a lot of matches, but there's also a lot of teams, right? It's almost a shame that there's all you can't actually watch every MLS game. It's not possible. There's no streaming service. There's no app.
Unless you live in a production truck, you know what I mean? Like with all the TVs, there's just no way to do it.
Like with Fubo TV, you can watch four programs at once.
Yeah,
and that's not even nearly enough to watch all these MLS matches.
You need 5 Apple TVs with individual Fubo accounts to make this happen.
So the the games I'm excited about are definitely I'm excited about that Seattle Minnesota game, LAFC Austin, obviously DC United against NYCFC is gonna be dope. I'm interested in this Nashville Cincinnati. I'm curious to see what Cincinnati is going to look like. They have a bunch of new players. Inter Miami against the Galaxy. We'll see what the return of Chicharito looks like. And
I still don't have a lot of confidence in Miami, but Nashville, of the teams that didn't start out too well, they seem like they've kind of found their flow last year. So I'm excited to see if Nashville can keep it up.
Yeah.
But I think all eyes are on Austin, you know?
Yep. Also, Orlando is taking on against Atlanta United. So that's going to be fun, as it usually is. Usually, what Orlando won for the first time against Atlanta United last year. And also Atlanta, at least against Alajuelense, looked really good. A lot of their new players are looking pretty sharp. Joseph Martinez is back. He
looks like he's all the way back too.
They look fun. They look like they're going. I'm gonna say, you know, they're not gonna be expansion year Atlanta United, or even championship year Atlanta United. They look a little bit more versatile, and right, they have their new manager, Gabriel
Henze.
I think they're gonna be an interesting and fun and. You know, a style. They're gonna play a much more stylish game than they played even against, even with Tata Martino. So I'm excited for those.
Well, Tata Martino was like, you know, like that kind of like Klopp heavy metal, you know, but like just attack, mm-hmm. attack versus the pressing, right? Then you got to Frank De Bauer, which was like, you know, what if we made everything a little sad, you know?
How about we play soccer but be in our feelings, you
right?
know?
What if we all in our own bags right now? So yeah, it was a little sad, right? It was like a lot of sad trombone music, you know what I mean? So we went from heavy metal to trombone, and now this seems like a little pop music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? It seems like it's well structured. They know what works. It's fun.
Not
too serious.
Also the story about Rocco Rios Novo. Have you seen this kid? You saw him in the first leg after Brad Guzan got the red card. He is 18 years old. He is he's not even nearly, as large a man as Brad Guzan. So you see him in net and you're like, yo, is the goal too big? Right?
Yeah. Like, you're like, yo, why'd they change the goals for CCL?
He's 18 years old. He plays for Atlanta United too. And even for this second leg, he got like a 4-day contract to just play in this game. And it looks like there was an issue with the backup keeper as well. So he's like,
I was going to say, this can't be the backup to Brad Guzan. A guy you need to give a 4-day contract to. Y'all might need to maybe take something seriously.
They're like, yo, Rocco, sign this in pencil because we don't know if this is going to be like for real.
We're not 100% sure if we need you, but you know, just go wait near the goal just in case.
So it's a fascinating story. He had two clean sheets. He hasn't given up a goal and had pretty good games. He's needed to make a couple big saves.
I'm sure he's walking around real cocksure. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm feeling like $1 million in my pants during this pandemic. All right. Okay. Nobody can talk to me.
My mask is made out of hundreds.
I'm excited to see Atlanta, especially during the MLS season. I think they're going to be very, very fun to watch. Okay, I want to talk about the NWSL. Let's take some time because the NWSL Challenge Cup began, and we have a lot to talk about. First of all, on Sunday at 7 p.m., the new time slot for the Cooligans on Football
Scum
Sports
Day.
Network. Scum Day, which has been obviously aptly renamed.
Get with it.
Okay, get on board. Use the hashtag. Why aren't you using the hashtag?
Tell your friends and family it's Scum Day now. Happy Scum Day. How are you?
Nana, get on board.
Yeah.
So we not only will be talking about some NWSL stuff on that episode, but we're going to be joined by an incredible guest, Sarah Spain, co-owner of the Chicago Red Stars. And
that's right.
You know her from our years of incredible work on ESPN.
And if you don't, now you know her from our show, which is on Scum Day at 7 p.m.
Correct. Okay. Are we going to use that in the graphic? I don't know. I feel like it's a little rude.
I feel like you can tell Fubo's not involved in this episode because if they were, like, you guys need to stop saying
this
that.
This isn't a Cooligans podcast. This is a marketing meeting at Fubo Sports Network.
And it is so far a failed meeting. They're like, you guys need to stop talking about pants this episode.
So, okay. Challenge Cup returned. Even before Challenge Cup returned, we should acknowledge the news from the team Gotham FC, formerly Sky Blue. They have rebranded. They are now Gotham FC. Go check them out on all social
media. Most people don't know this. They asked us for our input. I said, what about Scum Blue?
I wonder why most people don't know that information.
I'm so sorry.
Look, it's you know, they it's a
what
good,
if we played in pants? It's why am I being ushered out of this building?
It's a good thing people are not looking to us for their rebranding solutions, right?
I think it's important to
Matt Wolf is the guy. If Matt Wolf if it was like Matt Wolf, you know, hired us as consultants, we wouldn't last too long. Gotham
He'd be like, dude, your business card says Scum Soft. And I'm like, well, I mean, you know.
So the Gotham is obviously now the new team name. It is
my stomach hurts. It's a beautiful. Kits are dope. It's the New Jersey, New York. Gotham FC, which is dope. They flipped over the usual New York, New Jersey. They went New Jersey, New York. And if you look at the logo, it's both a Y and a J, which, again, shouts to Matt Wolf. He did a great job.
Great work. So the kits are dope as well. So we're excited.
They got a sash. A lot of people love that, the sash. And if, I don't know if you know this, the sash is actually the river. It represents the river, Hudson River, which splits New York and New Jersey.
Correct. I saw that. All right. So let's talk about the Challenge Cup. Began Houston Dash against the Chicago Red Sox, a rematch of the final of last Challenge Cup. And this one, I mean, with all due respect to both of these clubs, a snoozer. This one, 0-0. Nothing really happened in this game.
They didn't get the memo to throw hands. You know what I mean?
The Thorns and Kansas City doesn't even have an official title. They don't have a logo. They don't have a name. And they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, people are gonna remember me. Portland Thorns. Thorns win this game 2-1. You know, goals.
And that's not even the goals. Those are the red cards. You know what I mean? That's how they rate it.
That's not that inaccurate. first, shout out to Amy Rodriguez, who was just on the show a couple weeks ago, scored her first goal for the Kansas City team. Again, they don't have an official name yet. Hopefully that'll be.
They should just go with Casey Woso.
They should not go with Casey Woso.
That sounds fire, though. Sounds like bars. I kind of want to get a kit just to have this, like, rando Casey badge kit that's only going to last for 1 year.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be very, very unique. The two goals, it was a two headers, one from Rocky Rodriguez and the other from Tyler Lucy, and great goals on them. Even Amy Rodriguez's goal was incredible as well. But really, the fight was really what was took you know Twitter Woso by storm. This was if you did not see it, it was Kristen Edmonds against Morgan Weaver. And this was towards the end of the match. Obviously, Kansas City is trying to get back into the game. They bring the ball by the corner flag. There's about three or four players fighting for
it. And then someone rang one of those boxing bells and for some reason. And it went haywire. I think what I saw, and I don't know, I saw the replay multiple times and I couldn't see it, but everyone's saying that Morgan Weaver threw an elbow at Kristen Edmonds in that sort of scrum, in that fight to get the possession of the ball.
I didn't see that, but okay.
I didn't see that, but then I did see, I don't know, it looked like a wrestling move. I can't tell if Kristen Edmonds kind of grabbed Morgan Weaver and brought her to the ground or Morgan Weaver dragged her to the ground. But they both went to the ground, and when they got up, Kristen Edmonds was like, yo, fam, I don't care if it's the 90 minutes. Yo, we're going to have this conversation right
well,
now.
Well, no, it was. So they did both fall onto the ground. It looked like they, they sort of both wrapped each other. They both wrapped each other. It was like almost a swim move, and they brought like each other down.
It was one of those like, if I'm going down, you're going down with me. So they both had the same idea.
In that first clash, I would say they were easily both at fault. Like, it seemed like that was just a scrap, and that's part of the game. Totally understandable. Now, this is where things got dicey, at least for me. The way I took it is Kristen Edmonds is already out of bounds. She's trying to get back in bounds. Morgan Weaver is in bounds, trying to keep Kristen Edmonds from getting in bounds.
See, I didn't think that's what that was. I thought she was just shoving her to be like, that, like, fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
No. So, I mean, this is before the hands to the face, right?
Yeah. She kind of, like, gives her, like, an elbow.
She's in a
shoulder.
Yeah, she's in the way. She's like, I don't know.
Nah, it's on purpose. It's like, you know what I mean? I'm going to check you a little
bit. So, you're saying that Morgan Weaver checked Edmonds
100%.
While she was trying to kick. Okay.
You could tell that, like, if you wanted to get away, that's not the way you run. If you wanted it to end.
I agree.
Okay.
So, Kristen Edmonds did not like that at all. As soon as that happened, that's when hands to the face. She gave her a straight up mush. There's that. I mean, it's a wild photo. Even the thorns were sharing. I mean, there's literally Edmonds is. I mean,
full mush.
It's a full mush face mush. It is a high quality mush.
And look, we're normally all for emotion, but Fauci said no hands to the face. What are we doing here? You know what I mean?
So when I saw it, obviously Kristen Edmonds got a red card. Morgan Weaver got a red card. Even before this, Mark Parsons, the coach for the Thorns, got a red card because of the foul. He was upset about the foul with Simone Charlie, I believe. So there was already a red card before that. The game was already like in a, you know, at a boiling point.
It felt like it was going to end with just two people shaking hands, right? Like, is this cool? Like, should we end it? I don't want to fight you.
So even at the time, I understood the red card for Kristen Edmonds. The Weaver red card seemed like, it seemed harsh because I didn't.
Nah, she wasn't like a completely innocent party.
No. I'm not saying that, but it seemed like it wasn't clear that she, like, as far as the infraction, it was like we knew what Kristen Edmonds did. It was very, very clear. But
well, yeah,
Weaver,
mush doesn't leave much to the imagination.
Yeah. So with Weaver, it didn't seem super, super clear. So that's why
I disagree. I think she was involved in it. She wasn't running away from it.
But the Thorns appealed and they won the appeal. So Morgan Weaver will not be suspended a match, and she will be back for the next challenge comeback. Kristen Edmonds has been suspended the one match for the red card, has been suspended an additional game, and will be fined. So obviously the disciplinary committee felt that Kristen Edmonds was definitely at fault.
I think the big issue here is the mush. You can't mush someone.
And when they catch you in 4K mushing people, you're not gonna really get away.
Also, there were fans at the stadium. People saw this happen.
They caught it on their iPhone, their Android. Uh-huh. But it was
one guy had a Microsoft phone. I feel so sorry for him.
You know what? Honestly, when I saw the mush, I understood pushing Morgan Weaver. Because of the scrap, I think, I don't even know if Kristen Edmonds intended to mush Morgan Weaver. I think she definitely wanted to push her and caught face. You know what I mean?
No, I think she intended to mush. And I think the reason why is because while we maybe couldn't see it very clearly, I think an elbow or something had been thrown. I think there's something there that caused. A mush doesn't happen for no reason. You know what I mean? A mush is very strategic, you know? It's also usually a reaction to something not great.
Yeah, there's no drive-by mushings that are just innocent bystander getting mushed.
Nah, you deserve the mushing if you got mushed. You did something, you know what I mean? There's no like, yo, who put sprinkles on my ice cream? Mush, that don't happen, you know what I mean? It's usually a reason. So I think there's something we didn't see. But I also don't disagree with the extra game ban and the fine. You just can't mush people. You know what I mean?
It's just there is
until we become the executive producers of NWSL, and then mush it. It's a mush league. You know,
there is, given how dull the first game was and how wild the second game was.
It averaged out to two great games.
It totally worked out, right? You know, and there is a. Not only was the game incredible, just great play overall, but there is something to, we're not used to seeing female athletes go at each other like this, right? There is, it's like a thing that that the way we, I think the way we process it, the way we talk about it, like if we see two men fight, we're like, oh well, they're settling their dispute or whatever. But when we see women fight, we're like, there's the analysis becomes like a little bit more nuanced or something like that. You know what I mean? Like it becomes a bit about the how the players were feeling and things like that. It's like just I've seen the discourse. It's like a little bit different, but I'm trying to like appreciate it just as a sports fan, and the entertainment value that it provided. And
right.
This opening night for NWSL, I mean, if you were on the fence of like NWSL or just women's soccer or whatever,
then you got mushed off the fence onto the side of NWSL. Yeah,
get on board, because it seriously, that game had it all.
Yeah, it's to me, it's one of those things where like when people in NWSL, when women in NWSL or other women's sports sort of fight, it's treated as like a novelty sometimes.
Sure,
you know, because maybe you don't see it as often, you don't expect to see it, but personally, you know, a mush is a very, like, we've talked about mushes a lot on the show.
Yeah.
It's like such a obviously disrespectful thing. It's like where, like, you know, people throw money in the face of someone else. It's like a wildly disrespectful thing.
Put out a cigarette on somebody. Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's sure. Yeah. I mean,
these are equivalent.
If you're in Eastern Europe and you're kidnapping snitches, sure. But I think equivalent. But I mean, a mush is so specific. Like, if she would have thrown a punch, if she would have, you know, if she would have like kicked her or something, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we'd have a reaction set. But a mush doesn't actually hurt the person. It just disrespects them.
So you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, even your own team shared the photo. You know what I mean?
I mean, again, the photo in itself is... Morgan Weaver has to be like, yo, stop liking it. You know? Mom, chill.
Damn, yo. Like, a mush in the wild is hard. Like, it's a hard reaction to a mush. We're like, yo, imagine even your friends are like, yo, you got to see Alexis get mushed. I'm like, stop showing people this. Like, that's exactly what's happening now. So I think that's why there is even more of that reaction than what you're talking about. It's because, yo, a mush is so... Like, yo, you mean nothing. I don't even want to hurt you. I want to hurt your soul, you know?
So the, okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was Louisville, Racing Louisville against Orlando City. The other match that happened also was...
Also Orlando Pride.
Yeah, Orlando Pride.
You said Orlando City.
Apologies. So yeah. North Carolina won against the Washington Spirit. And shouts to Trinity Rodman, past guest of the show, scoring her first goal. The youngest player, I believe. So I think it's not the youngest player in NWSL, but the youngest American player to ever score in NWSL. So super cool. I mean, look, I'm just saying, you do our
show.
Had
her on the show. You
score.
I mean?
Youngest American player to score in NWSL. What can I tell you? Everybody.
Scum day at 7 p.m. Okay. Yes, next thing you know, it's goals.
It's what the show is known for. but Racing Louisville played against Orlando Pride. And obviously our homies, Ali Krieger, Nashon Harris, out in Orlando.
They were out there.
They were, you know, trying to show love, show support. They gave up the lead twice in this game. I know for Orlando Pride fans, it is challenging, especially with the previous few seasons. Missing the Challenge Cup last year. Everybody, the return to Sidney Leroux, everybody wants to see the Orlando Pride succeed. But Racing Louisville, I got to give credit to them. They looked really, really good. They looked like a team that had been playing together for years. They looked comfortable. I know they brought in the expansion draft, they brought in a bunch of players. Yuki Nagasato, she came from Chicago Red Stars. CeCe Kaiser.
She looked good, man. If only she could have finished her both those shots. She looked really good.
CeCe Kaiser scores the first goal for...
In history of the club.
For the club. So and stadium looks dope as well. The light show.
I love the light show. People were shitting on it. What's wrong with you?
Yo, you trying to get epilepsy, bro.
Right? Come on now. Dude, the light show is amazing. And I think those are like the... there's not many other countries where they would do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's one of the things that kind of makes America stand out a little bit. I thought
Tiesto was about to come out any second.
You know, come right out the middle. Shouts to his family. The whole nine, dude.
So, the, but a great game. This is who scored the first goal?
CeCe Kaiser.
CeCe Kaiser scored, but who scored the first goal? Taylor Korniak. And we have to talk about Taylor Korniak got a header and scored. And everybody was commenting Taylor Korniak was clearly so much taller than everyone.
Towering over
towering
everyone.
Towering over everyone. We're like, who is this 7-foot giant out there?
WNBA player out here.
And then you realize, I think she's 6 feet or 6'1 or something like that. She's like, but watching her on TV, I'm like, what is, she's too tall for all, she's like, is this a U7s?
Yeah. Well, that's the first time I've seen, because like we've stood next to Allie Krieger and Ashlyn Harris.
Yeah.
And they're very like sort of like they're strikingly like they're not wildly tall, but they're like in such great shape that they just feel taller. You know what I mean? The Martha looked tiny next to Korniak. Korniak.
Yeah, I don't know how to. I think I'm saying it right. I'm reading it how it's spelled.
Yeah, but we all thought like, oh well, yeah. I mean, she's clearly 6'9", right? You know. But we were like, whoa.
I know she had to. I think she was having. I think like a leg cramp or something. She had to leave the game fairly early. When she left in the 78th minute, but they could have used her in those last few minutes because they gave up a goal in the 93rd. There was a goal from Abigail Kim, which it looked like she fell, and she like fell into a curler. You know what I mean? Like she just fell into an amazing shot.
She slipped while trying to make a cross, and it just looped right over the keeper. It was beautiful.
It was perfect. But then in the 93rd minute, Brooke Hendricks scored, and this one hurt even more because the set piece was caused by a foul by Allie Krieger. And I know it must be absolutely painful to give up that goal and miss out on those 3 points for the Orlando Pride. So you hate to see it. You want them to do well, but props to Racing Louisville because it was I think as far as even with the limited amount of fans, it looks like it's going to be one of the more fun NWSL game days and away days for away fans and things like that.
This doesn't happen often, but watching even just some of the highlights from that match, I'm like, yo, I gotta get to the stadium.
Yeah, it definitely. And then the kids, right? We spoke about the kids.
I love them
with Lisa Baird, but getting to see them in action, pretty dope. It has the you know what, Lisa Baird, you know, the commissioner was like, they were to die for, right? And when you see them, you're like, you know what? She nailed it. That was right.
So, and Morgan Weaver was like, what? Is this me? Are you calling me now? Should I get mushed for this kit?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, the NWSL Challenge Cup is still going on. Alexis, you are going on vacation.
That's right. I'm taking the wife to Puerto Rico.
A much needed, relaxation.
She just needs a break, man.
She needs a break. Obviously, your wife is a nurse in New York City, and the last year has not been easy for a lot of people, but especially people who work in healthcare. So
yeah, it's been super stressful, and it's seemingly never ending.
And it's also her birthday. Say happy birthday, D. Yeah. Okay, hey, everybody, happy wish birthday. D.
And thank you for everyone who posted a nice comment in the story I posted. Yeah, you guys are the best.
Okay.
Or in the post I posted.
The post.
That's right.
The post-demic.
That's right. If you follow me on Instagram, you know exactly what that's about.
Like we said, so we're wrapping up the show today, but like we said, the those new bits of information, the Cooligans on Fubo Sports Network will be moving to Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time. It's on repeats often, so it'll be on at the same time. So please check it out. This Sunday, 7 p.m., we're going to be joined by Sarah Spain of ESPN. We have a great chat, not only about the league, but we talk about Malort. We talk about some deep dish pizza.
A lot of Malort talk.
Okay. We talk comedy. The commish brings, you know, all the heat. So we had a great time talking to her. So a lot to look forward to.
Oh, also, I just want to mention this because this is kind of dope. If anyone who listens to us is anyone near St. Petersburg, Florida, I am going to be opening a comedy special taping that's going to be happening on June 12th at 7 to 9 p.m. at a place called Coastal Creative. If you want tickets for that, just go to jfharris.com, J-F-H-A-R-R-I-S.com. It's going to be dope. It's going to be me, Shane Smith, and J.F. Harris, you know, Shane Smith, who's been on the show, friend of the show. Yeah, I mean, he's a wild man. He's going to be hosting. I'll be featuring. And all for J.F. Harris is going to do his first special. How dope is that?
Congrats to J.F. It's going to be dope. Yeah. Okay.
That's, again, June 12th, which I believe is the day before June 13th, which is a scum day. You know what I mean?
You didn't even have to say it, Alexa. We all knew.
Obviously, we all knew.
So again, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. A reminder, podcast schedule will now be, instead of Wednesdays, usually Wednesdays and then Prem Show Thursdays, we're going to be doing Mondays and Thursdays. So
how you like that? Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know if that's going to interfere with anything in your podcast rotation. Just save us till Wednesday. What's the difference, right? But hit that download button, bruh.
Please hit that download button.
And leave a review on iTunes. And again, a reminder, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/FuboSports. Watch our episodes there. If you want to see the video of the show, that's where they will always live. And so it's going to be a lot to look forward to. You know, I will be getting my second shot of the vaccine real soon. Hopefully we'll be traveling. I know a lot of people already submitted a bunch of suggestions of places that we should go. Hopefully we're doing stand-up again. Hopefully we're back in MLS cities, NWSL cities, doing live shows for everybody. So you get vaccinated, and the sooner we can do all those things. So
hell yeah, dude. We want to be out there performing for that ass.
Speaking of that ass, I don't know if you saw the tweet I posted from Yuki Nagasato. She just recently, I think this was today. So I'm going to read this tweet from Yuki Nagasato, obviously plays for Racing Louisville. She wrote, "I learned today what is, quote, that ass. A friend said, I'm going to bring that ass. And then another one said, I'll bring red wine and that ass as well, end quote. Then I was like, okay, is that drink or food? And then she goes, I found this picture and figured it out later. They will bring their butt. Of course they will. And she posted a picture of a butt, and it says that ass under it. So Yuki Nagasato is obviously Japanese. English is not her first language. So she is learning what that ass means.
She's learning on the job. I mean, that's tough.
This is one of the most adorable tweets I've ever seen in my life.
It is super cute.
Yeah, yeah. A Japanese person just learning, just American slang. And there is a thing, like I went to Japan a couple years ago, and Japanese people are very, like, they're very timid, right? So even her tweeting this and then tweeting out a picture of a butt is really like a bold, right. Like it takes a lot of courage, you know what I mean?
But let me remind you, they drink something called cow piss. So,
and it's delicious.
Okay? It is delicious. I just got the mango one today. It is amazing. Okay. What is it? It's a fizzy milk drink.
Okay.
Stop us when you're already enticed. You know? Who needs to be sold even more?
You know, I hang out and spend some time with the family on Scum Day drinking cow piss.
Okay. It's just, it's a nice Scum Day activity, you know? Take it easy on that day.
All right, everybody. Yo, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We're excited for everything happening with Cooligan. Thank you again for sticking with us through thick and thin, through Twitching.
Which is our new names. We're not just changing the day.
So a lot to look forward to. There are, you know, we have a lot of plans, especially the you know, for a lot of tournaments coming up this summer. So, you know, again, thank you for sticking with us. There's going to be a lot of fun things coming up. All right, everybody. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's for you. I don't even know. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!